you know, when we do the blues clubs, it's, you know, we've done two, and the one before this was a Robert Johnson tribute, and this one, of course, is Willie Dixon. So on our show, we're just playing Willie Dixon material.
Yeah, and why Willie Dixon?
For me, Willie Dixon is one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. He's probably one of the most underappreciated also. He spent much of his life watching other people get rich off of his songs. Also, I think he is maybe one of the most central figures in blues music, at least the Chicago blues story and sound. And it just happened to segue really well with the guests that we were able to incorporate into the blues club, namely Muddy Waterson, Mud Morganfield, and of course Billy Branch and Ronnie Baker Brooks, but especially Mud's voice is really special to have on a Willie Dixon song.
Well, let's take a little foray into that, and let's play something that Mud was singing on from this brand new album, Big Head Blues Club. The name of the album is Way Down Inside, the songs of Willie Dixon.
You got yearnings, and I got one.
Mud himself singing on You Need Love, isn't it amazing how much he sounds like his father? I mean, it's striking.
It is. It's unbelievable. I don't know how anyone can be prepared for it. And playing with him on stage every night is just, it's so uncanny. He looks just like him as well. It's really incredible.
I'm going to get you some love. You're so nice, you're so nice. You're so nice, you're so nice.
Well, it's interesting. You've got the son of Muddy Waters. You've got the son of Lonnie Brooks, another blues legend out of Chicago, not to mention Billy Branch and Erica Brown playing with you. And you also got to play with a number of luminaries when you mentioned the Robert Johnson album a few years ago, including Hubert Sumlin. When you get together with these guys and you're recording or in touring, I would imagine all these great stories go back and forth about...
Yeah.
So,
no, there's a lot of great stories, especially with the Hubert Sumlin, and he just had such an incredible life with blues music, and he's got, you know, a lifetime of stories to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite all-time life moments was in 2006. It was 10 years ago, and Hubert was part of the Muddy Waters tribute band that came through town, and I had a chance to talk with Hubert for 15 minutes in a trailer all by ourselves.
Nice.
I mean, I was like, oh my God, I'm talking with Hubert Sumlin here, and he's talking like I'm the most important thing in the world.
Yep.
And he talked about Muddy and Wolf and a few other things. I mean, I guess that's the relationship you had with him, or the time.
Absolutely. You know, we were close just because we were in a bus for 3 months together doing this tour.
Mm.
The day he died, I actually wrote and performed a song for his when they put him down into the grave in Chicago. So that was an incredibly proud moment of my life.
Far away from here, Hubert Sumlin. The New Jersey has gone cold. When you gonna learn Chicago always gonna be your home?
The version you did on here with My Love Will Never Die with Ronnie Baker Brooks, I mean, that song is old. That's what, early to mid-1950s originally. This is a song that just stops me in my tracks, especially the way you did it. You just nailed this song. Could you talk about how you arranged it, or how you put it together, how you wanted it to sound?
Yeah. It's an interesting thing because the song was originally done by Otis Rush, who has just a haunting, fantastic version of it. And I just wanted to bring out kind of the loneliness of it and the sparseness of it. And there's a song, Timmy Timmons had a song, I think it's called Why Can't We Live Together? That ended up being what gave me the idea for the rhythm section of the song, and then it was a done deal.
What song are you talking about?
Timmy Timmons. It's a one-hit wonder in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, why can't
it's
we
just,
live?
All it is organ and a bossa nova drum machine.
Let me play that for just a second for our audience, just in case they forgot it. And Steve Winwood did a really cool live version of this, if I remember right, about like 10 years ago.
That could be. It's a beautiful song. It's been covered by another, a couple other people too.
So you took the rhythm section of that?
I did. It's just a straight bossa nova drum machine. So the drummer played that part and altered it a little bit, but that was basically where we got, where I got the idea of how to represent the song.
Where did that idea come from? That's kind of a left field choice. Where did that come from?
It just came out of my head, dude. They grow in there.
The flowers growing where I lay and rest.
Have you been digging into blues for decades and decades, or is this relatively new to you as well?
No, I'm a lifetime blues lover. Okay. I fell in love with John Lee Hooker when I was 13 years old and just built my life around blues and rhythm and blues music. And the story had more deep turn after deep turn, and I just really ended up in a situation now where, we're really doing meaningful things within the genre, so I'm really proud of that.
Well, you had a meeting with John Lee Hooker a while back from one of your albums, too, didn't you?
Yep, yeah, we recorded Boom Boom together.
Could you talk a little about that? Because John Lee is my favorite as well.
Oh, really cool.
Oh, man. That's when I first heard John Lee Hooker, that's when I went, what the heck is this? Oh, my.
And yeah, well, it was pretty incredible moment. We were in Sausalito, near where he lives, and his manager happened to manage the producer of our record, Jerry Harrison. So Jerry had seen our band play Boom Boom, and he said, I really want to record you guys playing Boom Boom. And we put up a fight, and he said, well, what if I can get John Lee to play on it? And we were like, well, okay. So a couple days later, Black Cadillac pulls up to the studio, and he comes out, a waft of smoke out of the window and three biker chicks at his side, fully dressed at 9 a.m, with a purple three-piece suit.
He had his top hat on as well?
He had his hat on, and he said, first words out of his mouth, where's the Miller Lite? And we sat down, and it was an absolute pleasure, and he looked me straight in the eye. I was playing guitar, and he's like, you bet. And that's one of the best feelings I ever had in my life, so Boom Boom has been a great track for the band, and I do miss John.
When John Lee Hooker says that to you, you must have went, my life is over.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Off of your feet. How, 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 how.
Well, back to the album, Big Head Blues Club, Way Down Inside. The Willie Dixon was such a fantastic songwriter. Was that your affinity with him as well? Because you're a pretty prolific songwriter yourself.
Yeah, of course. I'm fascinated by songwriters and songwriting, and I love great songs. And the thing that people recognize the least, it seems, it's always nice when you can find someone as important as Willie to celebrate.
Well, this is fun. We're looking forward to seeing you here at the Castle Theater in Bloomington, Todd. Thank you so much for your time. And this is a fun album to dig into. Congratulations.
Yeah, and just, I can't emphasize what a special show it is. And I'm not saying that for me. I really think it's an education in blues music and in American music. And in this day and age when there's so much racial division and conflict, this is something that is really the melting pot and the thing that makes America great. So I can't emphasize what a great show it is to come out and see.